USA Radio News.
Joe Biden unveiling an ambitious plan to eradicate the coronavirus. The president-elect announcing yesterday he wants 100 million people vaccinated in his first 100 days. There's more to the plan than just vaccines, though.
The day we're inaugurated, I'm going to ask you to mask up for the next 100 days. This is not a political issue. And I will issue an executive order to require masks where I have the authority to do that. For federal workers, in federal property, on interstate travel, like trains and planes.
Biden says the vaccine rollout so far has been a dismal failure. The New York Times, though, reports that in some respects, Biden's proposals echo those of the Trump administration. Meanwhile, Mike Pence doing his part to ensure a smooth transition, the vice president calling VP-elect Kamala Harris yesterday to congratulate her and offer his help in the transition. This believed to be the first contact between members of the Trump-Pence ticket and the Biden-Harris campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal inmate executed this morning, Dustin Higgs, pronounced dead at 1:23 Eastern Time at a federal prison complex in Indiana. The 48-year-old killed three women in Maryland in 1996, his execution the 13th of a federal inmate under President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday calling for an investigation into the riot that broke out on Capitol Hill last week.
I have asked retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré to lead an immediate review of security infrastructure, interagency processes, and command and control.
Honoré led the task force in charge of the military's response to Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Pelosi also says if any House members are found to have been accomplices, they could face prosecution. Meanwhile, a Texas Democrat calling for Republican Ted Cruz to be expelled from the Senate. Congresswoman Veronica Escobar saying last night that Cruz's objection to the election helped incite the attack and put Congress in danger. 46 people dead after a 6.2 earthquake in Indonesia today. Almost 200 people seriously hurt. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NRA files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Tim Berg has more.
The National Rifle Association is filing for bankruptcy and moving to Texas, where it will restructure as a nonprofit. In a statement, the gun rights group says this is a way to exit what it believes is a corrupt political and regulatory environment in New York, where they have been based for 150 years. They chose Texas because the state is home to more than 400,000 NRA members. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A real-life living legend has passed. Here's Jeremy Scott.
The oldest living U.S. Marine, Dorothy Schmidt Cole, has died. Her daughter and only child confirmed her mother's death at the age of 107 in North Carolina. The Charlotte Observer reports Cole enlisted as one of the earliest female Marine reservists following the bombing of Pearl Harbor after she was deemed too short for the Navy. She learned to fly an airplane at just 4'11" and persuaded the Marine Corps to let her be a pilot. She enlisted in July of 1943. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
LeBron James joining a new team, Pepsi. The NBA star preparing to sign with the company after leaving Coca-Cola last year after 17 years. The NFL playoffs continue today in the NFC. The L.A. Rams are at the Green Bay Packers at 4:25 Eastern. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens at the Buffalo Bills at 8:15. Two more games set for tomorrow. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.